thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
John 14:16 tells us, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Do you remember dinner without mobile phones? Your family enjoying each other's company, uninterrupted by technology? We're a generation that's losing the art of communication and intimacy, and it's also impacting the time we spend alone with God. Although Jesus preceded the high-tech age, he was in constant demand. The multitudes pursued him at all hours of the day and night. Nevertheless, the scripture tells us, a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Jesus made time to be alone with his Father. It requires spiritual discipline to be still and listen, to deliberately eliminate life's noise and racket. But if we'll practice it, we'll discover a heart-satisfying fellowship with the resident Holy Spirit. Invest a few minutes reading John chapters 14 to 16 and let your spirit absorb Jesus' message. Notice he wants his disciples to have peace, and he comforts them with the assurance that they're never left alone. These are all blessings he wants us to share too. Question: how can you find this peace and comfort? Answer: it's an inside job, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Jesus told his disciples, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." It may be Christianity's best kept secret that the Holy Spirit is available to and indwells every true believer, providing everything we need to handle life's difficulties and opportunities. The Comforter was promised by the Son, sent by the Father, and today he's ours by faith. Embrace him, trust his power, experience his peace, and follow his guidance. There's some direction on hearing the voice of the Spirit from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.